Welcome to a special Christmas episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. Today we are going to talk about Christmas. Why do Christians celebrate this holiday? Was Jesus born on December 25th? Is Christmas even in the Bible? And is it okay to celebrate it? Now first, I want to acknowledge that some of you listeners are puzzled we would even ask this question. Is Christmas Christian? That might seem very strange to you, but I, along with probably many of my listeners, grew up with teaching that Christmas wasn't a proper holiday for Christians to celebrate. If it's not in the Bible, it's not okay to celebrate it. I was always interested about this teaching alongside our practice of celebrating or mentioning Veterans and Memorial Day in our church services, because those aren't in the Bible either. But it is fair to ask about the roots of the holiday and what Christians should do about it. So let's delve into it. Let's get two things out of the way really quickly. No, Christmas is not in the Bible. And no, Jesus was almost certainly not born on December 25th. So where did this holiday come from? We can trace some roots back to a few Roman festivals that happened in winter in the early days of the Common Era. They celebrated the winter solstice. And you may know of people who even acknowledge this holiday now. It has to do with, really, we might say, the beginning of the end of winter. It's the day that has the shortest daylight and the longest night. And after that point, daylight just gets longer and longer as you approach spring. The second festival would have been Saturnalia, which was a celebration of their god of agriculture. In this celebration, the rich and the poor switched places. People treated each other differently. The poor people got treated a lot better. And there was a lot of gift-giving that happened during this festival. And then the third would have been a combination of Juvenalia, which was established by Nero, and the really important one that was right alongside this was the holiday celebrating the birthday of Mithra, which was on December 25th, and considered by Romans to be perhaps their most sacred day. So there are winter celebrations at the root of what we're going to talk about with Christmas. So moving to Christmas, in the 3rd century, Pope Julius declared December 25th as a day to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Now, some historians think the motive there was to sort of counter the Roman holidays, like, don't celebrate those anymore, we're going to put one on the same day for Christians to celebrate. Other historians think it might have been a way to let Christians celebrate a holiday that was distinct to them while sort of blending in and being able to celebrate the other Roman holidays, because there's a lot of overlap in how you would actually do that. So they didn't have to seem so different and could seem like good citizens and not trying to be a problem for the empire. And since then, Christmas has been sort of a Christian holiday. Now, there have been periods in Christianity, I think about the Puritans, for example, where Christmas fell out of favor because of some of its pagan roots. But in the United States, at least, in 1870, Christmas was declared a federal holiday by President Ulysses S. Grant. And since then, it's been a pretty popular thing for Christians in the United States. Okay, you say that's a nice history, but what do we do with it? You still haven't told me anything biblical, you might be thinking. Okay, so celebrating Jesus' birth, at least in general, has precedent. It is an event worthy of excitement. We could just look through the stories of Jesus' birth in Scripture. Mary celebrates her pregnancy and writes a song. The angels announce it, and then a multitude of angels praises God. Shepherds announce the birth, and then they glorify God. And then a few years later, these wise men come and bring lavish gifts to celebrate it. So when it actually happened, Jesus' birth was an event that merited much celebration and much praise. And then we can move to this broad principle about celebrating religious holidays overall. Paul has to address this because in his time, you had Jews who were choosing to follow Jesus, but they still kept many of their customs and practices. Circumcision, food laws, festivals. These weren't just generic practices. These were part of their faith. The Gentiles, understandably, who were coming to follow Jesus, had never practiced these holidays and had no plans to. So Paul had to talk about these two groups, one of which said, hey, we are celebrating these religious festivals. I think we're going to keep doing it, and these other people should too. And the Gentiles who were saying, no, we're not going to do that. We never have. We don't plan to. There's nothing commanded about those things. So Paul writes a few things about that. In Romans 14:5, he says, one person considers one day more sacred than another, and another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. And in Colossians 2:16, he says, "Don't let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival." So Paul's teaching is helpful and I think pretty clear. Celebrate a day if you want, or don't. Overall, you don't need to judge each other over your choices. I want to give you five things I think we can take away from this historical and biblical discussion. First, if you don't want to celebrate Christmas as a Christian holiday, you don't necessarily need to go tell everyone about it. If you go say, "Hey, you know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, this is not news to people. Most Christians who have celebrated Christmas throughout history have known this fact, and it's not a new discovery. Second, if the roots of the holiday in Roman paganism and the relation to their gods bothers you, it might be helpful to remember that the names of our days of the week, which I'm assuming you use regularly, are going to be a problem. Thursday, for instance, is named after the god Thor. So there's a lot of these tentacles through history that most people don't know and really don't affect us and certainly don't mean we are honoring or celebrating a Roman god. Third, it's not okay to reject the religious aspect but then give in to all kinds of consumerism around Christmas. If you prefer not to celebrate Christmas as a holiday related to Jesus' birth, Paul would say that's absolutely fine. But then don't run to the other end of the spectrum and make it a materialistic day. Fourth, if you don't want Christmas to be a Christian holiday, I don't think you're going to get to be a culture warrior about Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. By the way, holiday is just from holy days, so even the greeting Christians love to hate acknowledges the sacredness of the day. I've always been a little bit puzzled by people who reject Christmas as a religious holiday, but then get upset at the supposed secular creep or perceived persecution toward people who say Merry Christmas. Finally, I hope that whatever you do and whatever choice you make, you reflect the image of Jesus well. I hope this discussion of the roots of Christmas has been helpful to you. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you again soon with some new content in Reading the Bible Responsibly.